it is time for the Downtown Rundown featuring Meg McGurk of the Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership and a bunch of special guests we'll get to in just a second. You can't see this on the radio, but every time we play that song, Meg just breaks it down dancing, which is awesome.
Thank you.
How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, absolutely. So who is joining us here in the studio today? I will let you do the honors.
Yes, we have several guests. We're here today to talk about all of the improvements that have been happening to the parking downtown, and we're here to say it's now officially summertime and we want our locals to come downtown and enjoy it. So we have Robert Poitras, the owner of Carolina Brewery. We have Liz Flake, who's the manager of Underground Printing, and we have Police Chief Chris Blue, who oversees parking now for the town.
Awesome. So everyone, welcome to the studio. Good to have you here.
Thanks for having us.
So tell us about the Lots to Love campaign. We already had the kickoff event, right, with the party at 140 West Franklin, but a lot of stuff that's ongoing right now, not just more parking, but just sort of better, easily accessible parking too.
Well, Lots to Love is part of an overall rebranding campaign of all of our parking services downtown. So yes, we had a big kickoff party to get people to get excited about new meters and kind of a rebranding of our parking message a few weeks ago. But it's also just about changing the narrative about parking downtown. You know, we've had this perception and somewhat reality-based that there's no parking downtown and it's inconvenient, so let's just go someplace else. And we've worked very closely with the Downtown Partnership, we being the town, worked closely with the Downtown Partnership and great stakeholders like our teammates here today to think about how we can, number one, be responsive to those questions about parking, try to add capacity, make it easier and more user-friendly, but also begin to change the narrative. And the Lots to Love campaign is an awful lot about changing the narrative. There's a lot of parking downtown. Come down and look for it. Look for the blue signs that tell you where to go. Go on the Park Mobile app, which allows you to pay for parking remotely. You don't have to get up from your dinner table to continue to feed the meter. And it helps you find available spaces downtown. And have a little bit of fun. Take a picture sharing a smooch in front of one of our parking facilities. Hashtag it Lots to Love, and you might just win a prize.
Yeah, whose idea was that? That's a really, it's a kissing contest on social media, right?
It depends on whether you think it's a good idea or not.
I think it's a fantastic idea.
Well, then it was ours.
All right, great.
See, I didn't say who ours was.
Yeah, yeah.
I will say that my puppy and I did enter. So,
are you eligible, or the puppy is, right?
Yeah, the puppy is. Yeah. And he can't drive yet. Anyway, yeah. So we encourage people to go check out the new Park on the Hill website, which gives you just at a glance a whole new look at all of our parking assets downtown. Tells you a little bit about how we've added capacity. Tells you about our new meters that we're very excited about, and just begins to change the story. And working with our downtown business friends, we've been able to provide them with some social media content and let them begin sharing some of the good word through their own promotions, and I suspect they'd like to talk a little bit about that. But there's a lot of good news around parking, and we all need to be telling that story.
Yeah, so over to Liz and Robert. What are some of those promotions going on?
Well, this is Robert. One of the things I'm very excited about, in addition to the improved parking and more availability in the lots, we also have free valet on the West End from 5 to 9, and I'm really excited about that. You come downtown, drop your car off, it's free, they'll park it for you. You can eat, you can pick up your car till 11 p.m. 11 of us on the West End are participating: Carolina Brewery, Lantern, Elaine's, Med Deli, Mellow Mushroom, 411, Kipos, Cholonade, and Mint. So great businesses on the West End. Got plenty of parking down there. Hope to see you this summer.
That's really cool, Liz.
Yep.
We're also really excited when patrons come around and want to know where they can find parking or if they're having some trouble, to send them to the app and to the Park on the Hill website. Mm-hmm. It used to be that we would print out a map and we're trying to draw things out. And if you're in the 100 block, I'm sure West Franklin has this issue as well with the old meters helping, especially older people, but even I myself have had problems with those meters, you know, punching in the numbers, and all that's going to go away. We're going to get great new meters, and it's going to make it a much better parking experience for the patrons, but also going to make it a much better experience for the business owners and managers as well.
Personal experience, how big of an impact has just sort of perceptions around parking had on downtown business?
For years, it's been a negative for us. I think a lot of people have gone to Durham and Carrboro, and the perception is you can't park downtown Chapel Hill. So we've been meeting off and on for the last 6 months, and I think we've got some great things to share with everybody. In addition to the meters, just new meters, easier to use that are functional, we're going to have parking ambassadors downtown too. So they're going to actually show you how to use these meters. So take the stigma away from it. All this kicks off in early June. Some very exciting stuff Liz will talk to you about. But we're going to make it easier. We're going to train people on it, and it should be changing the narrative downtown for parking.
Now, speaking with Robert Poitras, Liz Flake, Chapel Hill Police Chief Chris Blue, Meg McGurk of the Downtown Partnership. We're talking about the Lots to Love campaign. And Robert, you just mentioned it, but there's a lot that's already happening and a lot that has already happened. And there's a lot more still to come in June. So, Liz, I know you wanted to jump in on that.
Well, I think I can talk a little bit about the ambassadors. So as the town is installing...
So I didn't mean to put you on the spot.
As the town is installing these new meters and the use of the app is going up, the folks that town staff that have been working in the booths at the parking decks won't be there anymore. They're going to become downtown ambassadors, which is a very fantastic program that a lot of downtowns have, you know, across the country. Mm-hmm. So there's a welcoming face, a smile, a person that can help you with that new meter, that can give you directions to Carolina Brewery, that can tell you how to get to Underground Printing to buy your Carolina gear, can give you directions to campus. We want parking to be completely forgettable. We want people to come downtown, remember their meal, remember the smile from the downtown ambassador, remember the gear that they bought, completely forget about parking. So that is how we change the narrative. So the ambassadors are part of that.
That's a really good way of looking at it.
Absolutely.
Like the kind of the procedural stuff of going downtown and enjoying. You don't want to have to think about that at all. That's a really cool way of looking at it. So what else is coming up this summer? Free parking options as
Absolutely,
well?
Absolutely, yes. So people often say we want free parking. Well, we've got it for you. Saturdays in July, all on-street parking will be free. Every Sunday year-round, and this has been going on for 10-plus years, parking is free. Public parking is free every Sunday. Every holiday throughout the year, parking is free, including Memorial Day coming up, 4th of July. And recently, the town made all handicap parking free. Mm-hmm. Everywhere downtown, the public spaces on street and off. So those are all opportunities for free parking, but particularly the promotion for Saturdays on street in July.
Awesome.
Encourage people to come downtown.
Very cool. And Chief Blue, back to you. I know you're wearing multiple hats now with the town, so this is not necessarily a police department thing, but we always talk about how everything kind of interrelates. So what is the importance of parking downtown and getting people in and out safely? What does that mean for public safety?
Well, first off, we certainly want to provide safe, clean, well-lit, and well-used public facilities downtown. That makes everybody safer. The more folks who are downtown enjoying round-the-clock nightlife and restaurants and shopping, the safer we all are, because that puts more eyes out on the street. We've really focused the last couple years in taking our parking facilities and adding to them and making them more user-friendly. You heard about the meters. We're trying to make them cleaner and more intuitive in how to use and easier to find. And speaking of easier to find, I do want to mention we've added so much capacity downtown. I think it's really important for folks to know that. Within the last month or so, we've added over 300 spaces to our parking system. They're controlled by the town of Chapel Hill. That's significant. And then while this is not controlled by the town, I do want to mention the Carolina Square deck that's just come online. That's 850 spaces. Mm-hmm. So I will just say that the story that you can't find a place to park downtown, those days are over with. And we really encourage folks to come down and give it a try. And I think, again, if you find that it feels unsafe or unclean or you got concerns, let us know. I mean, I think we're demonstrating that we're really trying to change this story, and that's a direct result of good feedback from folks who want to see us do better.
Do people have the word yet about Carolina Square? Because I know that's the one you got to, like, turn down New Church Street and kind of duck around back. So it's not as immediately visible from the road, which is nice, but do people have the word that it exists?
I think it's starting to get out.
Yeah.
And their rate structure and funding model is a little different.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, they're intending to keep users of that facility on that property, which we certainly understand. But the point is, if you're making a trip downtown and you're going to Target, park in their deck, and that keeps our facilities open for the folks who are going elsewhere. And it's a great facility. I encourage people to check it out.
It's okay if I call that New Church Street, right? I know it's completely wrong.
Call it whatever you want.
Great. Don't give me that freedom. cool. So we're talking with Chris Blue, again, Robert Poitras, Liz Flake, Meg McGurk. Anything else that people want to know about the parking initiative, downtown stuff going on, Meg?
All of this information is at parkonthehill.com. parkonthehill.com.
Parkonthehill.com. So one more time, though, because we talked about this a couple of minutes ago, but just to get the details out, the kissing contest on Instagram, how do you do that? How do you get involved?
You can follow Park on the Hill, Chapel Hill, on Instagram. You take a picture of yourself and or anybody kissing and hashtag lots to love. Which is our hashtag for the marketing campaign, and you'll be entered into, it's a year-round contest, and one winner is picked every month, and they get a gift card from one of our businesses, including Underground Printing and Carolina Brewery.
Awesome. Other things coming up downtown that people want to know about?
It's officially summertime. Once that graduation happens, we all ease into the new season.
Yeah.
I know, it's quite delightful. And
you're saying that. I'm getting married in 4 days. I'm not easing into anything until after the weekend is done.
Yes. and I do want to give a little shout out to the Rivers Agency, who did the Lots to Love parking marketing campaign. They were phenomenal to work with. They are a downtown business, and they were very inclusive of kind of all of the stakeholders. So we definitely want to recognize them and their work.
ParkOnTheHill.com for more information. Hashtag lots to love. Follow Park on the Hill on Instagram and take those pictures in the parking lot. Hashtag lots to love. You could win a $50 gift card. And head to that website, get a lot more information about parking.com. Get the Park Mobile app and learn a lot more. And head downtown this summertime because it is a great time to be in downtown Chapel Hill. Meg, Chris, Liz, Robert, thank you so much for
being
here.
Thank you for having us,
Aaron.